hear your meltdown. Let's get this party started.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
So what's got you lit up, Johnny?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
On a Hummel. I am not happy with Major League Baseball.
Okay. I expected this.
I mean, first of all, get a damn salary cap already. It's not fair that five cities get to win every year and everybody else just has to scrape along and hope that they're one of those crazy money ball situations. It's really hard for that to work out. But that's not why I'm upset tonight. All-star voting. The selections were announced. And the Rays didn't get completely snubbed. But the guy that was the obvious all-star did. And look, a lot of people got snubbed in the MLB all-star voting. And Ryan, you know more than I know. Who does all the voting for this? Is it media? Is it managers? Who does it?
Well, the position players get voted on by the fans.
Okay.
Your pitchers get voted on by their peers.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
They submitted their ballots for their fellow pitchers.
That I knew.
Yes.
And that's why I'm pissed. Because if your fellow pitchers vote on you, how in the hell does Blake Snell not make the All-Star team at all?
Or an alternate.
I mean, he should have been the starting pitcher, if not second pitcher in.
Yeah.
Easily. He's got the second most wins in Major League Baseball.
Best ERA.
Best ERA in Major League Baseball. It's a shoo-in. It's a no-brainer. I didn't even think it was a possibility. I already had him penciled in.
Yeah.
As a major part of the All-Star game.
The thing I love about this, though, to be perfectly honest with you, is that it has gotten so much national attention that, I mean, even Blake Snell said this morning, I was listening to some interviews with him, he had no idea that many people knew about him. It's national attention right now.
People that love baseball, they're stats guys. Everybody I know that loves baseball plays fantasy baseball. So if you play fantasy baseball, you know who the best pitchers are.
Yeah.
And the stats don't lie. The guy is crushing it. He should win the Cy Young.
He's definitely in the Cy Young conversation. But I'm right along with you. I have no idea why he's not there.
It's infuriating. There's no excuse. No. It makes no sense. I don't understand what these other pitchers are doing. Did they just not like the kid?
There's still a shot that he gets in because I think there's pitchers that are going to be pitching throughout this week that might not want to pitch in
right,
the All-Star game.
Because it'll mess up the rotation or maybe
something like that.
Maybe they're nursing an injury, something like that.
Yeah.
But that's, to me, that's worse.
That's a trash-ass way to get in.
I don't want that. Yeah. I'd rather him just not. Like, if that was me, if I'm Blake Snell, by the way, I'm too fat to be Blake Snell. And my pitch is horrible. Yeah. My fastball is like 31 miles an hour. I've timed it.
Gotcha.
But if I'm Blake Snell, and they go, "Oh, you made it as an alternate," I go, "You could shove that right where I'm not allowed to say on the radio."
Yeah,
because he should have been immediately selected. Like I said, either the starter or one of the second, third inning, fourth, fifth inning guys. Easy.
Well, Cash is also on the All-Star game. He's on the bench on the coaching staff.
Right.
The American League All-Star game.
Yeah.
And you would think that would have had some pull, but it doesn't. You would think that Wilson Ramos, who is the starter for the American League.
Starting catcher.
Yes. Who has caught about 90% of Snell's games would have helped Snell get in, but no.
I just don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like somebody just effed his A, and he doesn't deserve it. From what I've gathered from everybody I've talked to, he's a good kid. He's a hard worker. He's not a problem in the locker room. He's actually a plus. He's the best ace we've had since David Price or James Shields, and those guys were all-stars.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense.
And Chris Archer, I love the guy, but he's a two-time all-star, and his numbers when he got in were not half of what Blake Snell's are this year.
Yeah, but he's a good-looking guy. Good-looking guy. He is handsome, but He voiced his opinion today.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know. What do you think about that? What do you think about him voicing his opinion? Because I got mixed feelings on that.
There's a lot of people, and you might be one of these people, that say with the season that he's having, he needs to shut up and pitch and worry about getting better
right
as the quote-unquote ace of the staff. But I will say I like a I like his gumption here because he is the one of the leaders in the clubhouse. And he's one of the longest tenured players in the clubhouse. So you almost have to do something like that.
I don't have a problem with it. I definitely am not one of the he needs to shut up and pitch because of the way he presented it. He didn't act like an a-hole. He didn't cuss and scream and holler and call people out by name and do all this crap. He voiced his opinion, and I think anybody should be able to voice their opinion.
He called out his peers.
Yes.
Yes.
Here it is right here.
Guys, I have an issue. My teammate, my close friend, Blake Snell, was not a unanimous selection for the All-Star game. That's a joke. Something like that can't happen. He leads the league in ERA. That means he's given up the fewest amount of runs per nine innings out of any starting pitcher in the league. Now, there's a way that he can get in as an alternate or replacement or a backup, but he's not that. He should be in the running to start the game. He's extremely talented. He's been doing it all year. There's no reason that this should happen. Players, coaches, managers, we have to do a better job with the selection process so we can put the best talent out on the field for the fans in the Midsummer Classic. If you didn't have him on your ballot, I hope that next year you take it a little bit more serious and put in the due diligence because this is important.
That's as respectful as you could possibly be.
It really is.
Well stated.
Yep.
He put the facts out there. And he said it as calmly as he could. We got to do a better job. He put it on himself, too, and his peers.
Yeah.
We got to do a better job to put the best talent on the field. I couldn't have written it down better than that.
Yeah, and the other thing that a lot of people don't like, I actually am a fan of this, but people don't like how every team has to be represented in the All-Star game.
Right.
That also hurt Blake Snell because there's guys in there that just shouldn't be there, but because every team has to have somebody. Because
the Orioles have to have somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I understand why people don't like it. I like it.
I like having one person for me.
It's exposure for every market. I like that.
Well, if you have a sucky team, and we've been there, the Devil Rays, when they were so, so bad, it was nice to see one of our guys there. So I get it. All right, Ryan Adams. I think you're going to piggyback something similar, correct?
Might surprise you.
All right.
Maybe not. 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Okay, so it kind of has to do with that. And my beef, and I tweeted it out last night, is against, not, I don't want to say just sports media people, but media people in general that not only post social media statuses that are so passionate in one direction, or let alone print something so passionately in one direction.
That's how Tampa sports media is, though.
But it's a lot of media. I'm talking about there's a reporter in New York.
Yeah.
Who, before the season started, was very descriptive in how she felt about the Rays. And it's a Mets reporter.
Oh, yeah?
The Rays just spanked that Met ass.
Yeah, they did.
Okay? She was getting railed by Rays fans.
Oh, my God, yes!
Yeah, over the
weekend.
Where's
that video?
Yeah, just Met ass.
Hell yeah!
But I'm not even so much talking about her per se, because there's a few other people that have going along with this whole Snell situation. If you're going to put out there, this guy tweeted out, Blake Snell is not an all-star. I've been telling you guys all year, come at me or come get it or something. Well, I looked through that little Twitter thread of his. There were about 48 people that tweeted at him just trolling him to, in essence saying, okay, you asked us to come and get it. Now explain yourself.
Yeah.
And not one time did this guy explain himself.
I love it.
After telling people to come and get it. This girl, this woman in New York, who is the biggest Rays troll that I've ever seen in the media, she's even got a blue check mark next to her name, has not once that I've seen come out and said, hey, I was wrong.
Right.
I was wrong. The Mets have completely collapsed since starting the year 11-1. My team just lost to a team that I said was going to be god-awful this year. I don't – look, if you're in the – I've been in sports media 6 years now. I've had to come back and retract statements that I've made publicly. I think that's ethical, and I think it's just part of what you should be responsible for as a member of the media. And I hate people in the media that can't come back out and say, you know what, I was wrong. I hate that so much.
It says a lot about the type of person they are.
Yes.
And I think a lot, and I think it is more with sports media, I think the egos that drive being a member of the sports media is also the ego that won't allow you to admit when you're wrong.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of that. I see it, like you said, on a national scale, locally. Like, I would love for the Jameis Winston story to turn around in a good way. I would love the fact that he's having a kid, mm-hmm. That he just had a kid and he's getting married. Is going to make him a better person, and I hope he leads the Bucks to 5 Super Bowl championships. Yeah. And I hope he goes right up to the doorstep of Tom Jones and says, "Hey man, are you glad they
check out this bling?
Are you glad they didn't cut me like you said?
Yeah,
because I'm a rapist. Yeah. Are you glad?"
And I don't think, because there's some people that are saying, "Well, is it a credibility thing if you turn around and apologize?" No. You're not supposed to be right all the time.
And you don't have to grovel.
You just
go, man, I guess the Rays are better than I thought.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
This woman said that this, after all the injuries the Rays have had to their pitching staff, was saying that the continued explosion of this horrible Rays. Woman, the Rays have had the best pitching staff in baseball for almost 2 full months now.
Woman?
Sorry.
That's
I'm passionate.
That's
I apologize.
Pretty sexist right there.
I'm very sorry that
I'm
said
offended.
That.
She's a reporter.
I'm offended.
No, I understand they have a job to do.
I'm a perfect example. I came out in the beginning of the season, and I demanded the Rays to apologize to the fans for fielding a Triple-A team. And I have come out more than a couple times that, mm-hmm. you know, hey, these guys are for real. My B. And yeah. I root my home team on. And but when they're bad, I say something. But
absolutely. Nothing wrong with that.
But when they're good, I also say something. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. It just seems like everything's one-sided, and it's all about clickbait. It's all about getting
that so much.
It's all about, well, it's just, it's what drives.
I know.
It's what makes, speaking of clickbait, don't look at the monitor. Don't look at the monitor. You're going to make the Mets lady happy.
God damn it.
All right, so I guess both of us baseball rants tonight.
Yes.
But, yeah, Blake Snell definitely should have been an all-star, and now he's probably going to make it as an alternate, and that's going to piss me off even more. Ugh, makes me sick. I mean, I'm looking at the standings, and they're like 15 games behind. It's you know.
Well, yeah, they're not. Obviously, they've been out of the division for a long time.
We're in such a tough division.
Yeah.
And even the wild card, just even our the American League, it's just so much better than the National League this year. Yeah. It's just sick.
And it's what, you know, people are, and I understand this to a point. People are saying, well, it's a failed season. They're not making the playoffs. That's what every team's goal should be. Well, yes, but there's only a certain amount of teams that make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that if you're a team rebuilding like the Rays have had to do, that if they can scrounge up 85 wins this year, which they still could, they only have to win, you know, another, what are they at? They have to win like another 40 games.
All I asked for was a respectable year, and they're doing it right now, so I can't complain.
Yeah.
Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? Hell no.
No, not this year.
Is it beyond a shadow of a doubt? No. I mean, a lot of things can happen.
They went from the worst start in franchise history at 4-13 mm-hmm. to a game over .500 at the midway point.
Just make it interesting, man. I enjoy watching a team that fights, and they're fighting.
Yes.
So I enjoy that. And that's what I want from the Bucks. I want the Bucks to be respectable again. I don't want one of these fluky 9-7 seasons like we had 2 years ago because we won 5 games in a row. I want consistency. I want the mini dynasty we had from 97 to 2007. That's what I want. I want people to fear the Bucks. I want them to respect us. And I don't want this city to be laughed at because all we have is a hockey team and nothing else. So.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.